Thank you very much, Dove. And good morning, everyone. We are here now for our Friday morning 10 a.m. meditation. All right. I'm always excited when I begin a meditation journey with you because I don't know where it will lead. But we always begin the same. We begin by getting comfortable. And at this point in the meditation journey, your eyes could be opened or your eyes could be closed, whatever feels best for you in the beginning. When we get comfortable, we want to relax our muscles. Maybe kind of scan the body and notice where we might be holding tension. And then just give that part of the body permission to relax for 30 minutes. And don't forget the muscle called the brain. It likes to work. Let it know now we're here to relax. As you scan your body and find where you hold tension and give it permission to relax, you may notice other parts of the body getting excited. If you meditate regularly, they know what's coming. The toes, for example, could begin to tingle, or the fingers, or the top of the head, or the heart may open. So your body is transitioning from a focus on the world. And it's preparing itself for this lovely, lovely, lovely time of focus within. And if you haven't yet closed your eyes, now's the time. Close your eyes, the parts of the body that know what's coming. They're joyous. Because they know the closing of the eyes means the meditation journey is about to begin. Take your attention and begin this journey by focusing on this joy wherever you find it. It could be in tingling toes, fingers, hearts, throat, top of the head, anywhere at all. And just settle there. In that joy, in that anticipation of this meditation journey, and listen to the music. Listen to the waves. Listen to the birds. Now our journey begins. We find ourselves alone. On a quiet mountain path. There's nothing here to disturb us. But there's something we can't see calling us forward. Joy that we settled into, that we experienced somewhere in our body, it runs ahead of us on this path and beckons us to follow. There's no effort on this mountain path. Somehow we feel light, light as a feather. And the joy itself, the gravity of the joy itself is pulling us along towards this mysterious destination. We are literally floating. You're so light now. You look around and we've traveled somewhere. We're no longer on a mountain path. Somehow we're nowhere. nothing for the eyes to see. And yet, we're floating in these bubbles of joy. And they themselves seem to be floating within love. The love that has surrounded the bubbles of joy is coming forward now. It's nothing that we can see, but we can feel it, this presence coming at us so gently from behind the bubbles, moving between the bubbles. And it's coming to us. As it nears, we become overwhelmed by how much love there is. God, we never knew. We never knew how loved we are. We let this love wrap itself around us. We don't resist at all. There's nothing to resist. One thing we notice about this love is that it seems to have no boundary, no limit. We notice that it is so genuine. We can tell that it is incapable of ever being anything but love.
love. As we rest in this love, so overwhelmed that we cannot think, we notice that something is beginning to happen. It's as if a picture is being drawn around us. The love is not receding, it's not going away. It's still holding us. It's as if the love itself is both holding us and drawing the picture. It's the picture that love wants us to see. It's a world. Of magnificent beauty. And without saying a word, in its pure, silent way, somehow the love is telling us, I am all of this. I am the ground that you walk on every day. I am the sky that is above your head. Trees and plants and buildings that surround you in your daily environment. And now in the picture, people begin to appear. We don't see any faces yet, but we see bodies. No one familiar. Unknown people. People we've never met. And they're surrounding us. Not paying attention to us, just moving about. Mm-hmm. my fingers. I am always with you. I am always embracing you. Picture is becoming even more formed, and that sense of formlessness is going away. But the sense of love remains. So we relax here. As we become accustomed to the realization that form is not what we define it to be, as love. We allow familiar images from our environment, wherever we live and work and move about every day, to come. We stay still as these images come and pass by. And we realize that every one of these images are actually love's embrace. Occasionally a familiar face passes by. A task that needs to be accomplished passes by. And we notice the temptation to label it, to define it as something other than love. We also notice that temptation to define is coming from us. That if we do nothing, if we just be as light as a feather and let the images pass, there is no interruption to the embrace of love. And so that's the choice we make. No matter what comes now, we will not label it, we will not define it. We will just rest in love's embrace without thinking. Light as a feather. Embraced by love. Letting the images pass by without grasping for any of them, without without pushing any away, but staying in this continuous feeling of love. Now, as we come near the end of our meditation, we turn our attention to one more thing, to what we think of as ourself. And we notice that it is love. Same love as that formless embrace, the same love that draws all of the pictures around us. It's what we are. That's why we can feel it. It's right here. It's myself. Concludes our meditation for today. But don't forget what you've realized. And if you need to throughout the day, take a break, close your eyes, and remember once again.